call 1-800-5...
Good to have you on board here. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, here on a Wednesday morning, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. In 5 minutes, Paul Allen, longtime voice of the Vikings, will join the program. What does he expect the organization to do with the number 14 overall pick in the draft next Thursday? I thought this was a good email, Paulie, from Andrew LaRocca. And he and I have been going back and forth on some emails over the past couple of weeks. And he put it like this. So for the past 2 years, I've been absolutely on fire with my futures betting. I contribute my success now into the future by strictly focusing on the future markets in all the major sports. I basically have stopped betting games on a day-to-day basis. For me, I've been quite successful in changing from a day-to-day better to individual games to a player awards market, division and championship market. By narrowing my focus on these markets, the results I've been getting don't lie. In the NFL, past season alone, I had Stefanski 10-1, Rodgers 12, Donald 6, Herbert 6-1.
I mean, you had all the you were big on all those.
Yep. Yeah. In the next month or so, I will send my winning division and player awards in both the NBA and NHL.
That's what we found out a couple years ago before the shutdown, where you can really take advantage because books fall asleep. Look at the Bruins.
Sure.
One book had the Bruins up 12-1 last week.
Yep. Yep.
And, so, and like I said yesterday, the difference. They were like the second choice at one book and the fourth choice at another one.
So he's been trying to corner markets on all of these awards. And for example, in the NHL, the Vezina, he has Vasilevsky at plus 650, mm-hmm. Fleury at 30-26, and Grubauer at 15-12 and 10-1. For the Norse, Hedman plus 650, 5-1, Adam Fox 22, and Carlson 34-1. And for the Hart, I have McDavid plus 325, Matthews 750 and 650, and Kane at 10-1 and plus 950. Currently, they are all the top three choices in each betting market. I'm not writing this to brag, but to let you know that my success is directly correlated with my focus exclusively on future markets, primarily in my betting portfolio. Getting Randall at 65-1 and 5-1, Joker 36-1, doesn't just happen by accident. He's spot on. It's a great email. And he basically gave away, like he gave up on the day-to-day betting duties, tracking this stuff, and he only wants to do futures. He's been doing it for a couple of years now, and he's absolutely killing it. I mean, he has Julius Randle 65-1 for most improved player.
Oh, my God.
He's now minus $5 to win that bet.
And Joker MVP that big. Oh, incredible.
Great job, Andrew.
Yes.
But it's, you know, adjusting, adapting, coming up with a game plan. And I salute somebody like that. Strong stuff. And we'll have Mike Palma in studio coming up in about an hour as well.
Well, the NFL thing was wild. The coach of the year market went crazy.
Yeah.
Because Tomlin was such a big favorite because the Steelers started 11-0. And it's like, oh, wait a second. This team's on a screw. Oh, it's going to be McDermott. Well, now it's going to be Stefanski and how that played out. Oh, for a long time, it was Flores. And that's like, well, how are you the coach of the year when you put the right quarterback in?
That's right.
Which I thought was fair.
Again, when the Steelers were 11-0, it was Tomlin's award to lose.
Right, and the MVP thing, too. I said it on the air. Shame on me. I said it's over. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was, I don't know, it was like a 29-2 touchdown INT ratio, whatever. And then he fell off, and Rodgers was great.
All right, longtime voice, Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen on the program coming up next. What does he expect the organization to do with pick number 14?
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Philadelphia Open has a one-point favorite at home against Phoenix today. The NBA, the line has moved to Phoenix, laying one now with a total of 222.5 at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, number two defensive rating in the NBA, giving up 106.6 points per 100 possessions. Phoenix, fifth defensive rating, 108.7. The Golden State Warriors laying two of the Washington Wizards. Toronto a 2.5-point favorite at home with the Brooklyn Nets. In the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights have won seven straight. They're a $2.50 home ice favorite against San Jose, 6-under at the T-Mobile Arena. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
Time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. There's always a $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time playthrough with BetRivers, your hometown book. Valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Not valid in Iowa. Must be 21.
Let's start this hour off, Paulie, talking a little NFL and the draft coming up a week from tomorrow as the longtime voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, joins the program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Boys, where the heck are you, man? I'm at the tip of the strip, and I just saw a tumbleweed blow through, and I can't find you.
No longer there, pal.
Oh, I mean, I better get my walking shoes on to go find where you are right now, Your Grace.
Catch an Uber. It'll only take you about 3 hours to get downtown.
Yeah, that's Ubers in pandemic times are super popular, but you know, it seems like we're busting out of that. So maybe once you rid yourselves of the riffraff, I'll get myself to the 702 and we can spot up.
Yeah, no one wants to work. I was at a place the other day and they couldn't get these gals to come and be servers. They're like, nah, I don't want to. No one wants to come back to work.
Hey, when you're in Las Vegas. And the phrase is uttered, we can't get the girls to work, I'm out.
All right, so we'll talk some draft here in a minute. Paulie had a good question yesterday, going over like favorite betting wins of all time. Doesn't have to be like the biggest score, could have been like something that shocked you, whatever. You know, you've been calling horses as well there in the Minneapolis area for, what, quarter century, maybe a little bit more than that? I'm sure you've had your fair share and you've seen your fair share. How would you rank it, I guess, in terms of your favorite betting wins?
You mean like biggest hits ever in all of my 55 years?
You could rank it however you want.
Or a ticket you had no business cash.
Sure, that's another good angle.
Yeah, I think at Rosecroft Raceway in Oxon Hill, Maryland, when I was four, my late father played an exacta for me and I might have won 100. So that's probably where it started. Within the last 5 years, Canterbury analyst Brian Aragone and I, we teamed up and hit a pick five for $48,000. It was a big carryover. So that was pretty cool. I think I had a 70% piece of that. So that was pretty good. Nice to come home and flash a check to somebody bitching at you about money. but when it comes to 1991, I was covering horse racing for the Pasadena Star News and the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. And that's 2 years before I became a racetrack announcer in Northern California. And being a big NBA guy, the Bulls were playing the Lakers in the NBA Finals. And game four, the Lakers upset the Bulls and Jordan in game one in Chicago. And then game four was at the Forum. And I'm working at Hollywood Park, which was right next door to the fabulous Forum. So, you know, through my horse racing travels, I got to meet some really interesting people, including filmmaker Albert Broccoli. Cubby Broccoli, you know, made a lot of the Bond movies, The Spy Who Loved Me, one of Paulie's favorite movies, Octopussy. Yep. And, you know, through getting to know him, he had Lakers tickets. And you know, Gary Young, the best clocker in the history of horse racing, still a good friend of mine, you know, he introduced me to Cubby. So, somehow, that Wednesday evening, Game 5, I ended up with a single ticket, to the Lakers and Bulls NBA Finals Game 5. And there was no way the Bulls were going to win, but I had no money because I lost every day. So through Gary and through my parents and through what I had, whatever, somehow I wrangled maybe $2,200. And Monday, off day in racing, I drove to Vegas. The Bulls were favored by 1.5. By the time I got there, I think they were favored by 3. Just unloaded every penny I had, and I'm not kidding you. Outside of gas money to get back, every single penny I had at like age 25, because I was going to be at the game. Mm. And And the bowl, it was a sweat. I think they might have won by 6 or 7, but I got the money, and it was Jordan's first title. I got to run on the court and, like, slap Horace Grant and Scottie Pippen on the back. And that would probably be the most memorable because I was dead broke. I owed people money, and I just took everything I had and smashed it on the Bulls, and I got the money.
Wow. That's a great story. That drove all the way to Vegas to make it. Yep.
Yeah, and the ticket came from Cubby Broccoli. I mean, you know, with Paulie's favorite movie and The Spy Who Loved Me and stuff like that. And eventually, Cubby would have a horse a couple of years later named Brocco that Gary Young picked out. And he won, I believe, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Santa Anita. So I'm sure that was a pretty good score, too.
Very cool. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Allen, longtime voice, Minnesota Vikings, our guest. There is a prop up here at Circa. I'll just throw it out at you. For next Thursday night, will the Vikings' first pick be an offensive lineman? The yes is plus 110, no is minus 140. Ooh. There's a lot of, you know, good, you know, solid offensive linemen at or near the top, you know, middle, whatever, the first round, that are their draft positions like around 13, 14, 15, 16, something like that. What do you think of that prop?
Yeah, we're at 14. It's another offseason. We need offensive linemen like we need to breathe. Now we also need a defensive lineman. We are a pass rusher short, so it's most likely going to be one of those two spots. Now the three preferred offensive linemen, Penei Sewell, Rashawn Slater, and Elijah Vera Tucker, at least preferred from what I know. Yeah, honestly, I think they're all going to be gone before 14. Now our general manager is Rick's past performances. He has traded up in the draft 9 times and traded back 24. So clearly, you know, he wants to get back maybe if he trades to the high teens or 20s and get a second round pick that we don't have. So this is very tricky. You said minus 140 non-offensive linemen?
That is correct.
That's really difficult to tell. I mean, I'd like to tell you 1400 to win a grand non-offensive lineman, push the button until all of Clark County runs out of paper. But it's so fluid with where that part of the first round is going to be. And we have Belichick behind us, and he gets weird in the draft. So he could maneuver. We can maneuver. It's very difficult. I don't bet favorites generally, so I probably would take the even money on the offensive lineman. But if we draft a defensive lineman, I'm not going to be surprised.
Okay. So, but a best-case scenario here would be if one of those three that you talked about on the offensive side of the ball, offensive lineman would be there at 14, and then they would probably gobble them up.
Yeah, and I truly believe if the Vikings are to trade up and move 14, you know, into your 10, 9, whatever. Now, the general manager of 9, the Denver Broncos, George Payton, was our general manager's right-hand man for like 15 years. So, I mean, they're incredibly close. Not like, you know, Payton's going to roll over and give us a deal to get up to 9, but and they need offensive line help too. But if we move up, it is to get an offensive lineman. If we stand pat, it is to get a defensive lineman, I believe. I wouldn't really spot up on that one largely.
Okay.
You know, I saw something on Twitter the other day with there was like big fat plus money on more than 5 quarterbacks in the first round.
Yeah. Yes.
What is that like?
3-1. I bet that.
It's only 3. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you got the obvious 5, and they will go in the first round from Lawrence to Lance and all them.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, there are some quarterbacks here, like Kellen Mond from Texas A&M, and a cat from Stanford. They're gaining a lot of steam as we approach the draft. And it's not just media steam. It's kind of in the game steam. So, you know, to get somebody in the first round and have that fifth-year option, it is a major, major advantage. So you got some of these quarterbacks people aren't talking about much who could go in the second, maybe early third. I'm going to be surprised if somebody reaches up there and takes one and 6 quarterbacks go in the first round. So,
beautiful.
You know, I'd probably spot up a little bit on that 3-1.
Okay.
Right. Well, you can do better than that, too. I think that was, and certainly when you saw it, it was last week, it was a lot higher. Could you take a quarterback later in the draft?
Yeah, but the last time I made a bet with Twitter, I couldn't even get a freaking check mark. So, I mean, I'm like looking at this going, where do I get this 5-1 or whatever? That's an interesting question you asked, Polly, because like when I started talking about the draft on my radio show on KFAN, the first place I went was, you know, you can win a playoff game with Cousins, clearly. Our offense was really good last year and it's going to be really good next year. And with Cousins, you can do a lot of good things. But, you know, these checks that the owners are writing, you know, and how it impacts the totality of our salary cap. If the owners, general manager, and coach eventually were like, you know what, we need a quarterback who can play, who backs up Kirk, who's going to be here at least two more years, and, you know, just to have some flexibility, it wouldn't surprise me if, A, in the first round, if the right quarterback was available, it wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings took one. Now, it'd be a long shot, and I would put it, honestly, third in the pecking order behind O-line and D-line. But, you know, a quarterback in, like, rounds two or three, something like that, yeah, I definitely think we could do that.
We both like your win total over 8.5. What say you?
Well, it's we have some interesting situations here, Polly. I mean, we splashed in a free agency with some good players to stabilize what was an awful defense last year. So it looked like the secondary was going to be cool with Patrick Peterson and kind of protecting him, and he still can play. Then Jeff Gladney, second year guy, TCU, had an off field kerfuffle, and you know, for him to be on the team next year, I think is a long shot. So that kind of messed things up a little bit. There were rumblings a month and change ago. The defensive end, Danielle Hunter, wanted a new contract. It might not show. I haven't heard anything on that, but there had to be a little fire because there was a little smoke. So we need a defensive end. The defense will be better. The offense will be good. The offensive tackle draft, this draft coming up, from what I understand, you can get 7 to 9 tackles who can help you for many, many years. And we need one or two for sure. So the over 8.5, you know, if you look at Zimmer's past performances, guys, it's every other year we win a bunch of games and go to the playoffs. You know, we were kind of crap last year. So this is the year we're supposed to win 10 or 11 and get to the playoffs. And I think it's going to happen.
Is he on the hot seat at all, though?
Well, you know, his deal was extended into last year. Now, you know, last year was so circumstantial with COVID and just an unbelievable amount of defensive injuries. We lost Danielle Hunter for the year, Eric Kendricks at the end of the year, Anthony Barr basically for the year. It was a freaking disaster. It's not going to be like that this year. Even if we lose two players on defense, it's not going to be nearly as bad as it was last year. So, you know, with what's expected to be a bounce back here, I'm not big hot seat guy, and I'm not, you know, I'm not one that gets loud on the radio saying like so and so should be fired. The Vikings need to have a good season for many, many reasons. We got to get this quarterback situation settled from a financial standpoint. I love Kirk, and I've seen Kirk do some wonderful things. But, I mean, you know, the future is coming at the team, and they need something behind him to give them a little flexibility. So, you know, I think things are cool with Zimmer.
Totally fair. How about the college kid from your city?
Yes.
Bateman. Is he a first-round pick?
Wait, that's a great question, because I've always liked him better than Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, same
and
here.
Johnson just won a ring with the Bucs. Mm-hmm. Bateman's faster. That draft last year, whomever was the first person to say this is the best wide receiver draft in the history of the NFL, God bless them, they were dead right. I mean, for Tyler Johnson to go in the fifth round, Darnell Mooney from Tulane went in the fifth round to Chicago. I mean, those are unbelievably good receivers to go that deep.
Yeah.
The wide receiver draft this year is not as deep. Bateman's one of the better ones. I would bet Bateman first round.
Okay. And you got whatever you guys do turns to gold. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think you have the highest rated sports radio station in the country. You're a juggernaut. How much are you talking about the trial and how much did you about the events in Minneapolis here in the last couple months?
Well, we have somebody known as the Big Knocker. He's the heavy lifter on the radio station. His name is Dan Barrero. He's on from 3 to 6:30 weekdays. He is, and I texted him this yesterday as the verdict came down. He is as good at handling stuff like that as I've ever heard in my life. Oh. So, you know, a lot of what we do is anchored by what Dan does. Now, all of our shows, you know, thanks to the Lord, are doing very well right now. But like my show, when the pandemic hit and all the social justice injustice popped up last summer, you know, we spent a lot of time on that. But you know what? I'm certainly not going to say I'm bored with it, but people need a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for people driving around and they're not completely happy with their lots in life and they're looking to laugh, they're looking to smile, they're looking to hear your grace. Well, I want my time slot to be that spot. Okay. So, you know, either as voice of the Vikings or somebody who's held that time slot for almost a quarter century, when people come to that time slot, I want them to be distracted from what's bugging them. So my slot does not put a lot of time into it now. But our afternoon guy, Barrero, is phenomenal with all of this stuff.
You can follow Paul Allen on Twitter. He is at PA on the mic. You are the best, sir. Thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Hey, the it's probably like minus 170 or whatever. And watch me just jinx the bleep out of it. But the Wild have outscored Arizona, man, like 24-7 in beating them six times this year. Uh-huh. I mean, they just kick their ass every single time. So I'm sure they're favored on the road tonight. They'll probably win. But I would tread a little lightly in that game because the last game got chippy, man. And Arizona, you could tell, is tired of getting its ass kicked by the Wild. So that thing might be a little sneaky close tonight until Paulie walks up to the window, puts a dime on the Wild and says, push the button until the entire sports book runs out of paper, your grace.
Be good, pal.
All right, see y'all later.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
More action than a Rambo movie, right? His favorite line. 5-2, 5-2, 4-0, 4-1. 3-0, 5-1. He's saying be careful. Open $1.45 here.
I mean, they're all professionals.
Yeah,
right?
Excellent spot, though. Gave out a lot of picks in the know. And I love his answer, too, about, hey, I want you to come in and listen to my show and laugh, and it's an escape.
Yeah.
I like that. Good answer.
And he made a case for six quarterbacks in the first round.
Now, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he didn't say Trask.
He did not bring his name
he
up.
He didn't say. He said Mond and Mills.
Up next, tonight's NHL card. They've been on fire. Cashew missed prop, and they're in action again tonight.
OddsTrader.com studios, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses, in-game tracking tools, live in-game odds and stats, OddsTrader.com. Unfortunate short card tonight. Not a lot going on in hockey, but some big streaks and trends continue. The Oilers have played 9 straight unders. Out of all teams, right? 9 straight unders. Montreal's on a 6-0-1 under run as well, and they put up a 6 at Circa.
Mm-hmm.
6. And Edmonton has played 7 straight first period unders, thanks to Chris Otto at PSU Otto on Twitter, which the kids in Pittsburgh, they get hit with a snowstorm. April 21st, my God.
$1.20 to the under, by the way.
Okay. And the Knights are 250 at DraftKings and 230 here at Circa. They are trying for their 8th straight win, and they have owned San Jose. That is 6 in a row against San Jose on the season, and 14-2 run goal in the first 10. They're at home tonight. You know what to do.
Yeah, that's the
play. Play the $1.40, $1.45, whatever.
With a goal in the first 10?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So, Paul Allen, great nuggets on the Wild game tonight, right? They've owned Arizona so far this year, and you have the Golden Knights trying to go to 7-0 against San Jose as well, like you pointed out. Is it just going to be this easy for both teams?
Well, how about the Edmonton thing?
I mean,
how can that be? 9 straight unders for the Oilers. I can't believe that. And which, you know, I guess it's correlated too with your first period unders as well. But you're right. Going back to your question, it has for Colorado and Vegas, it has been. The separation between the rest of that division and the bottom feeders. And when Colorado returns, it's a lot of LA. They're $243 every night and they keep winning.
What are you looking at tonight with your plays maybe in regulation?
I know Paul said be careful, but I like the Wild. I mean, I'm looking at you look at those scores, they blow them out every game.
Mm-hmm.
They've owned them. So that, Oilers under, and the goal in the first 10 with the Knights. Other than that, we don't have much.
Keep
riding Nashville. Yes, they were fugazi, but still they are beating the bad teams or mediocre teams. That stretch where they won 11-13, it was beating and then when they step up in competition, they were carried out. But beat Chicago, beat Detroit twice, lost to Tampa, beat Dallas, beat Tampa, couple of losses to Carolina, and they beat the Blackhawks Monday 5-2.
Well, this is really something else. So the Preds are also 6-0 against the Blackhawks this year. So we have at least three games going on tonight where the teams have absolutely owned their opponent. Golden Knights, the Wild, and the Preds. Would you look at the Predators in regulation tonight at a plus price?
I would not do that.
Okay.
I don't have not when it's $1.10. No. No need to get greedy there.
Oh, it's $1.10. They open up $1.38. What happened here?
With what? $1.11 at Circa.
Oh my God. The Predators opened almost $1.40 last night.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So major move on that game.
And tomorrow's a loaded card and a stack card. And I was looking at the schedule too now with everything that's happened in Canada. And we were thinking, okay, we take vacation in a couple weeks. We come back last week of the regular season in hockey, and then we go into the playoffs. Well, Christ, they're like going until May 19th now because of the Vancouver debacle. And then you have, I think, the Jets and Maple Leafs play like Wednesday, whatever it is, Wednesday, May 14th. How long this, and we'll probably get playoff hockey in the United States, but look how the schedule's changed now with what's happened. I mean, we are really getting stretched out here. Is it May 19th? Is that what it is with the, let me look again. But that's just, because Vancouver's got to fit all these games in.
Well, now all of a sudden, Vancouver came back and they were getting blasted 5-1 every game. Uh-huh. You could really make a case like, okay.
Well, it would have been some. I know.
Throw the towel in, okay?
Oh, I know. We're looking forward to this. Like, this isn't supposed to happen.
But now if they're going to throw a wrench in everybody's plans, it's like, yeah, we really can cancel the regular season.
Wednesday, May 19th is the final game for Vancouver. They got to fit.
And they come right back, and of course, they happen to be playing Toronto, and they take first couple against that team.
And Toronto's final game is, yes, Friday. That's my mistake. Friday, May 14th, they play Winnipeg. They're going to blow this. I'm all over the place now with this team, but that's I think they could blow this now.
Well, I will say this. I mean, again, and we're on all over Canada, obviously, for those of you watching right now on Sportsnet. But
that's 5 in a row.
The people who just have been telling us, guys, keep your guards up about Toronto. Like, it's happening. Like, it will take place. At some point, like, this will turn sideways, and it's not going to look like it's going too hot.
Yeah, everyone's probably going to be right. They're just going to win a bad division or whatever. I'd take Winnipeg, 8-1. Yeah, I jump in 7-1 on Winnipeg.
They're four back
with a lot of games head to head coming up, and Toronto's leaking oil.
When they were hot and Campbell couldn't be stopped.
God, I know.
Bernstein came on the program and he's like, "This team, no, come on, can't take him seriously."
A lot of great
reaction from the audience from yesterday's program and today as well. We'll get to some of the feedback coming up next.
Bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21, gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Keep the tweets and emails coming, too. Snowstorm on April 21st? I can't believe it. Chris Otto, other people in the Midwest got hit. What happened with the Reds game? This isn't supposed to happen April 21st, April 20th.
I'm seeing it all over the state of Kentucky as well.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's what the other one.
The Derby's already going to be next Saturday.
Yeah. And how about 508? These keep coming in again April 21st. The guy was driving around in the he said, I had to stop. I had to look at this. I mean, it's all over. What is that? What's on the garage door?
Looks like the Taco Bell logo.
That's what I thought it was. What's he got going there? And then the lights up, wrapped up on the balcony and the deck and... What are those? Trees decorated with lights, too? Small trees? Hedges? Bro, I don't know what. What in the world? April 21st. There you go. Appreciate it. Thanks for sending in, as always, ftm@vsin.com. We'll be doing this in the summer, rest assured.
How'd you like Paul Allen's story? Favorite betting story that he can recall?
Great.
That was really good.
Story, yeah.
Driving all the way to Vegas.
It's Chris Tanner's checking in on email. I never thought I'd hear a Rosecroft track, whatever it may be. There were some great, just too many to get to. But there's been so many fantastic emails about big bets and stuff that happened with horse racing. Or I had a big ticket and then inquiry, and they ran the wrong length of the race, so I didn't cash. And then I had a 30-1 ticket that came in, 30-1 shot. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Email from Frank. I bet Paul Menard to win the Brickyard 400 in 2011 as a joke. He was 75-1. I only put $10 on it, but it was awesome at the bar with all my friends. They couldn't believe I won. Anything goes here. Like your favorite betting story of all time, could be, you know, biggest score. You know how many times people have come out here to Las Vegas, guys trip, whatever it is, bachelor party. They go to the club. They have, you know, have had a couple too many to drink on consecutive nights, whatever. And they wake up getting ready to leave, and either they look in their app, or they look in their, like, whatever they have they're traveling with. They're like, oh my God, wait a second, I still have these tickets for like thousands of dollars. They had no idea. They don't. This is from Harry. 1990, first trip to Vegas. Over breakfast, there was a Keno runner. Not sure if they even exist anymore. Anyways, I spent $20 on Keno. Totally forgot about that ticket. Here you go. After a day of drinking and gambling, at around 3 o'clock in the morning, I discovered a ticket in my pocket. I checked to see if it had won. It did. Over $600. As a 22-year-old, I felt like I won a million. No question. Score like that. This is from Patrick. My stepdad took me to the horse races when they came to the Montana State Fair every single year. Taught me to read the racing guide. He would place bets for me, but always made me use my own money. I hit a $3 exacta for $126, a fortune for a 12-year-old kid. And he says, thanks for Thibodeau, got him at 25-1. Well, you can thank us if it wins, which he should.
Well, win tonight, too.
Yeah.
They win tonight to the 4th seed. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I love that. You sent that article from Mark Stein. New York Times? Well, yeah.
Yeah, New York Times, yeah.
Yeah. No one saw this coming. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Certainly, you could have made a case that the Jazz could surprise people after being a playoff team, right?
Yeah, and I get it with the Suns. Again, I said that yesterday. Like, if Monty Williams is going to get votes, I can't, you know. They were also 8-0 in the bubble last year. Not that that means really anything to this year. It really doesn't, but they added Chris Paul, and nobody thought. The Knicks, again, were like, okay, they're going to win 20 games, and nobody's going to care about this team. Like you said, win tonight, they're all of a sudden the 4th seed overall. So ftm@vsin.com is the email, ftm@vsin.com is where you want to send those. We're getting like toughest beats of all time, best, you know, winning bets we've ever had, stuff like that. The bets that I like are stuff that you just completely wrote off. You gave
those
up on.
Those are, yes, right.
And you maybe.
Wait, you look, oh, wait a second, I won that? How did that happen?
Sure. You go to bed, or you start doing something else, and you stop watching the game, you come back, wait, how?
I think the first bet I ever made was I was a freshman in college, and there was a bookie on campus, and I put in like a $20 four-teamer in college football, and it hit. And it was a great feeling. It's like, oh, this is pretty easy. That was, you know, of course, you're laying the biggest numbers on the board, too,
yeah,
at that time. You don't know what you're doing, and it comes in. But I remember the guys, these guys were calling like the 900 numbers and trying to get like, the guy would call, they fell for it. They were in Wisconsin. I got the inside information. It's going to be funny business. They were telling me what they were saying. I'm like, I'm 21 years old, 20 years old. There's funny business in the Steeler game. Watch out. And the guy sold the pick and they bought it. And there's like a backdoor cover involved and they got the money, but it was like,
is that right?
And they keyed them to every single, they'd like a two-team parlay and keyed the Steelers with every home team, and just you go back, you look at it, it's like crazy to think about. Like, oh my God.
I could not believe this. When I went to school in Madison, Wisconsin, and before school even started, I was like 18 year, whatever. I get in a car, my buddy says, meet me over like on off of Park Avenue, I think is what it was called. I went and met him over there, dodgy part of town. He goes, we're gonna have a couple of drinks and we're gonna make some bets on games. And I'm like, wait, what? We're going to go to a bar. I'm 18. We're going to drink beer and we're going to make bets on parlay cards. And we're in Wisconsin. I'm like, this sounds a little awkward to me. So we go there. We belly up to the bar. Never check the ID. Like, just like, I'm looking around. Like, are we going to get busted? And then the bartender just comes over. He's like, here you go, guys. Here are all the parlay tickets, like right in front of everybody. And had access at that age to betting parlay cards in the NFL and college whenever I wanted to.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I'm not in high school anymore, I guess,
yep.
At this point.
Streaks that came to an end in Major League Baseball. KC first 500 was on a 10-1-1 run. Giants loser, still 14-3 to the under for the season. Atlanta first five over was on a run. That doesn't get there. Angels have played six straight first five unders. Boston, the opponent, has scored first in the last seven. White Sox 12-2-4, first five on the season. No run in the first inning for the Rangers. No was on a 12-1 run. And some early movement. They're back in Martinez against Scherzer. Rogers 20-cent move and a 17-20-cent move on the Astros, too. Which is surprising because Martinez has been terrible. I know you mentioned the Soto thing. And Houston has lost, what, 7 of 8 now?
Yep. And suddenly, like, they were minus money to win that division. And now they're in last place. And the A's again, they've won 10 straight. They were 0-6, 1-7. And now here you go. They're tied with the Mariners in first place of the West. I still think the Angels are absolutely live to win that division. Well, everybody's live to win it at this point, except for maybe the Rangers.
Yeah.
But A's are a good organization, and they do have good talent. Just they couldn't hit. They couldn't do anything right for the first week of this season. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live from downtown Las Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino is the spot. Mike Palm in studio coming up in about 20, 25 minutes up next. Our good buddy Indy Jeff's going to join the program. The Zurich Classic begins tomorrow. How is he betting this event? He'll tell you coming up. Sportsbook now. Get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. All you have to do is download the app, sign up using the promo code VSIN, and get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, it's 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook full terms and conditions. Indy Jeff Seely joins the program now as we have another golf tournament beginning already tomorrow. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, pal?
Good, gentlemen. Good. This is a very unique event this week. But before we get into golf, we've got a more pressing issue.
Sure.
Chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely. So the chicken wars continue, and now everyone seems to have offer a chicken sandwich. You know, the McDonald's one's a blatant ripoff. It is what it is. To me, it's still Popeyes and then Chick-fil-A. But there is one I've yet to have. But what do you want to say about the updated chicken sandwich power ratings?
So, Paul, I don't, and you may have had this. If you have, forgive me. I had not had it until the other day, but I just had the spicy grilled chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. Have you had?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think? Where does that rank in the power ratings, do you think?
I like the original better.
I do, too. I do, too. But as healthy sandwiches go, it's really good. Like, it's a solid 7.5, 8. I mean, if you're going to go healthy, That I think is the best way to go.
I thought you were going to shock me and say Burger King, because somebody said they tried the Burger King chicken sandwich that they now offer and was like up there high in the power. I couldn't believe it. Dan agrees.
I'm going to go try that today.
Huh?
I know what I'm having for lunch today. Now I'm going to Burger King and trying the sandwich.
Now that's the fourth person to say that now. Say don't sleep on Burger King of all places.
For what it's worth, I do like the spicy sandwich, the spicy grilled at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
But I don't think
it's really good.
I think it's really good. I think it's really, really good. And by the way, it is spicy. I like spicy food. It is pretty spicy.
No. Yeah, sweating.
Oh, that's why you don't like it.
I can't.
Now, Jeff, do you typically like spicy food?
I do, and I think that's why I like it. I was expecting it to be kind of meh, but it's spicier than the regular spicy chicken sandwich.
Agreed.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Okay. So you love betting on golf. You know, you love the match play event from a couple of weeks back. Who doesn't? It was great entertainment, a lot of fun to watch and bet on. I heard Matt Youmans yesterday saying that this event is not his cup of tea. He doesn't like it. I don't even know if he's going to bet it, to be honest. I'm sure he might throw something on it. But what about you overall? Do you like the event that we get starting tomorrow?
I don't like betting the event. I do like watching the event because, you know, it really reminds me, guys, a lot of, you know, you belong to a golf club and you play in a member guest or something like that. It reminds me a lot of that. I mean, a lot of these guys are playing with their buddy who's maybe has fringe status and is trying to get status on tour. I always watch this event because traditionally the Koepka brothers play together and Brooks is always trying to get Chase on tour. If they win, you know, if they win the event, he's on tour for a while. So I traditionally do watch it, and it's fun because the format's different. It's, you know, it's a long course, but it's an easy course. But, you know, you play day one, you play one best ball. So whoever between you or your partner has the best bowl, that score counts for you. And then the second round is alternate shot, which, you know, you can put your partner in a good spot or a bad spot, depending on how things go. So it really is sort of the ultimate team game. When they do it again, round three and four, they go one best ball and then alternate shot again. So, again, it's fun to watch in that it really is a team event, but it's a really hard handicap. Because, you know, you're dealing with two guys and you're trying to say, okay, how do I meld these two guys? And when you look back, you know, how much do, you know, Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay care about this? I mean, they care, and the money still spends the same, right? So you would think some guys like that would be a prohibitive favorite. But when you look at some of these guys who have won this thing, I mean, yeah, they didn't play last year because of COVID. And then you go back a little bit. Ryan Palmer, John Rahm won. Okay, that makes sense. But Scott Piercy and Billy Horschel, that's not a team that jumps out at you. And then Jonas Blix and Cam Smith won 3 years ago. Cam Smith, we all know now. Jonas Blix, you couldn't pick him out in a lineup. So, I mean, that's what's so interesting. And these scores are 26 under, 22 under, 27 under. These guys are going to light this place up. Yeah. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a birdie fest. And if you like scoring, it's going to be fun to watch.
So how many markets are there to bet then? It's, you know, because I'm not very familiar with this format, like in the outrights. And typically you're going to come at us with, you know, top 5, 10s, 20s, all this kind of stuff, matchups. What else is there other than like the pair who's going to win the event?
Well, and they still have on DraftKings, you mentioned DraftKings in the lead in. I mean, DraftKings offers, make the cut, miss the cut. Top 10, top 20, top 5, that kind of stuff. So you can still bet that. Matchups, not so much. And so really, again, it's a week to bet a little bit on it, to keep your bets small because it's a really hard handicap. Watch it for entertainment purposes. And if you're going to watch it, you might as well make a bet on it.
All right, so then give us a couple of pairings that you like maybe this week to make a run and, you know, that could win the entire thing.
Sure. So there's four groups I bet on, and I'm going to start with the longest odds. So, guys, this is really unusual in that putting, when you look at, like, what's traditionally won, putting matters here more than pretty much any place I've seen, which is a real outlier. Putting matters a ton, and you got to be good with your long iron. If you're good with your long irons and you can putt or your putter gets hot, then you're going to be good. And I think we all know when you look at long iron players, you know, you've got Justin Thomas, you've got Colin Morikawa, and then Victor Hovland's as good as anybody from there, right? And so if you look at Victor Hovland, he's playing with his college roommate, Christopher Ventura, who is a fellow Norwegian guy. Actually, he was born in Mexico. I think his dad's Mexican, his mom's Norwegian. He's a Norwegian guy, played Oklahoma State with Hovland. They're partnering up, and they're 40-1. Ventura doesn't have a ton of stats on tour. He's missed some cuts and some smaller stuff. He's not what you certainly call a household name yet, but, you know, playing with his old college teammate, I think, you know, Hovland may pick the guy up. 40-1 and Victor Hovland is just a really good price. I got to play it all the time when a long course for long irons matter. Hovland's relevant. Two other guys who have kind of recently come into the spotlight a little more, one more than others. But I look at the Gooch this week with Max Homa. We all know what Max Homa did at Riviera earlier this year in the famous playoff with Tony Finau. I like both these guys. You know, long irons, they can both score well with their long irons. They're decent putters. They get their putters rolling. 28-1, I bet these guys on DraftKings, and I think that's a good price for a team that can compete. The other group, you talk about good putters. Brendan Todd is a really good putter. And Chris Kirk has been hot lately. And they're 25-1, which is a little bit shorter price than I would have thought you know, looking at the market, looking at the talent. I like those. I do like those guys. That combination's going to be a good one. And then the lowest odds I bet, and guys who are just, you know, is there a hotter golfer right now than Cam Smith?
Guy's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's been unbelievable. He's been unbelievable. And I, you know, I think he's got superpowers from that that porn stash and that mullet. But you know, I love Cam Smith, and the Leishman grades out really well. That team's going to be really tough. Played them at 14-1. That price has come down a little bit, but if you can find him at 14-1 or so, the Aussie team's going to be tough. Cam Smith won 3 years ago or 4 years ago when they played, and so I think they'll compete as well.
All right, good stuff. You can subscribe to the podcast, the Cutmaker Podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well. He is at Cutmaker Jeff. Thanks, pal. Good luck this weekend.
All right, boys. Take care.
Yep, you
all right,
too.
Well done. These emails keep coming. They're fantastic. What you mentioned earlier, where you give up on a game and you're shocked that you won or lost. Red Sox total was 9 10 years ago. Total of 9. They scored 8 runs in the first inning. He goes back, he checks the score, 8-0 final. Yep. Kentucky Derby, this is from Brad. Kentucky Derby, 2015, bachelor party. I was 4 or 5 drinks in. I bet a horse for what I thought was the Derby. As it turns out, it was the next race. I put $50 on a 15-1 winner. Bet the wrong race. Got lucky.
Is that right?
That's a great story.
I got this one from
that is very good.
Len at Aqueduct.
Okay.
I always bet last minute. I had $1,800 in my pocket. Bet $800 on the 3-horse. While watching the race, I looked at my ticket, and the teller gave me the 5-horse, who was 27-1.
Oh.
Just totally sick feeling in my stomach. His horse actually won.
And it won.
It paid $18 to place. I bet place and I cashed.
Oh my!
There you go.
God.
That's okay. The second. That's right. A follow-up tweet.
They say you're never supposed to avoid a mistake.
Yeah.
That never happens,
well,
but that's.
And Len left the track thinking it's his luck, you know, for the day.
Yeah.
Profited $6,400.
Yeah.
Looks down. Wait a second. Here I said the 3. It's the 5. Are you kidding me? The place. That's exactly what happened.
Well, great story. Mm. Yep. Gave me the wrong. What do you do there? Hey, thank you. Is it 1 minute you're ready to scream at the guy? 2 minutes later.
You want to kill the person,
yeah,
and then
right.
All of a sudden, wait a second, I probably owe you like a $200 tip.
Yeah, you're a genius.
On top of everything else.
Yeah, let me take care of you.
It looks like, is Jake Paul calling out Daniel Cormier? Is that what we have now?
How long is this going on?
Are we
going to
continue with this?
How many fights has he had? Didn't he start with Canseco? And then it was
Nate Robinson KO'd him. Then Ben Askren. It's funny, though. I mean,
he beat Nate Robinson?
Knocked him out first round.
What is this?
I created that huge meme with Robinson's just like on the floor just, or on the mat. Yeah. He's out like that. But if he continues to fight, which why would he not at this point? They're going to keep putting in on, it's a new pay-per-view, I guess, the company or whatever company right. runs this. And then they'll put it up on, at sportsbooks. And if that was the heaviest, Triller is the name of it. If they put it up, put the fights on, and they're going to offer it at sports books. The handle was huge last week. But you might want to stay in your lane, though, too, with who you're picking. Daniel Cormier, is it going to be like an MMA kind of match?
Well, right. What's
Cormier,
the rule?
Cormier would break him in half.
That's when we got. Remember, we were in the Mike Tyson zone.
Yeah.
As Bill Simmons called it. There was a stretch there where no matter what the story was going to be, you'd say, oh, it's Tyson, I believe it.
Sure.
He was supposed to come back and fight K1 and